This is Gordon Strong, Grandmaster Beer Judge, and I'm judging the Sierra Nevada ESB. It's a Category 8C ESB. Now, this one's not in the guidelines as a classic example, but when I saw it, I thought I'd check it out to see if it's something that we should include. So, taking a look at it, it's a deep amber color. It's got a medium-low off-white head. Both of those are fine. But it's sort of hazy, like it's unfiltered. Now that's unattractive, so I'll dock it a point there. So I'll give it a 2 for appearance. The aroma? Fresh, citrusy, piney, earthy hops. Moderately strong. Get a medium to medium-low caramel, grainy malt. The fresh hop aroma dominates. Otherwise, it's clean beer, no esters, like it's using an American yeast. I really like the hop focus, and the malt underneath seems about right. Usually, I expect a little bit of esters in the style. Understanding that it's sort of an American ESB, I can see that. But I'll still sort of dock at a point. I'll give it a 11 for aroma. Tasting it? The bitterness is forward. It's medium high to high. Malt level is medium. Get a light caramel taste. Somewhat bready, grainy. The hop flavor is medium. I get an earthy, piney flavor. There's some harshness and roughness in the finish from the hops. I'm not getting any esters. The bitterness is lingering into the finish. Finish is off dry, although the bitterness tends to make it seem a little drier. I like ESBs to be bitter, and this one certainly is. It's got the right kind of malt. Seems sort of like English malt flavors, so that's good. I'm going to give it a 17 for flavor. Mouthfeel. Body's between medium and medium full. Carbonation's medium. It's slightly warming. It's a 5.9% beer. And I'm getting just a little bit of astringency from hops. Little, that's okay. Give it a 5. So overall, it is a hop-balanced beer. It's got an interesting fresh hop character. The citrus pine sort of gives me the, American character. Earthiness is sort of English. The bready malt, base malt, sort of reminds me of English base malt, whereas the neutral fermentation character reminds me of American. So it's definitely an American adaptation of an English style. It's not done totally as an American style. It still has a homage to the English, but it's using some of the American ingredients, certainly hops and yeast. It's a it's a pretty clean beer. It's nicely done. I wish it did have a few esters, because I think that really enhances the style. The hops are a touch harsh. I think cleaning that up, especially towards the finish, would help. It's got a good balance, though. It has an aggressive use of hops. The American varieties tend to come across as more aggressive and used in equal amounts compared to the English hops. So that could have something to do with it, too. But certainly the the balance is appropriate for an ESB, and I can see the American and English influences blending. So I think this is a decent example of the sub variety within ESB, where I say it's sort of a parking area for, you know, the American ESB. I think this one is a good example of that. I said would like to see a few more esters in it though. But I'm going to give it an 8 overall. I think this is a decent example and ought to go into the guidelines. So it's a 43 overall for the Sierra Nevada ESB. It's a Category 8C ESB.